Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Josie and Nick. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget about signing up for Kid Shoutouts. That's where the list is, where you can get on the Kid Shoutout list at the end of every episode. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. It was a beautiful day deep in the ocean as Josie the mermaid was swimming around with all of her friends. They were playing a game of kind of like hide and seek tag, but underwater. They could play that game because they could breathe underwater, which I don't think I would be very good at hiding underwater for obvious reasons. Well, Josie was really good, and she was hiding and having a ton of fun, but something terrible was about to happen. Okay, I've got to find a new place to hide where no one has ever hid before. After you play hide and seek for a long time, it seems like you run out of places to hide because everyone's picked the good ones, right? Yeah, that's what Josie was thinking about, and she was trying to figure out a new place where she could hide. Wait a second. Nobody's hid over there on the other side of the breakers. Hold on, Josie. Whoa. I don't think you should go over there. Do you know what breakers are? Or breaker waves? Yeah, those are those big waves that you can see crash down in the ocean, and sometimes, like, surfers go on those waves. Yeah, well, to be over there, it's a pretty dangerous area to swim around underwater. But Josie's desire to win the game kind of clouded her judgment a little bit. All right, I'm gonna go over there. They'll never find me. As Josie the mermaid swam as fast and hard as she could because the water in the current was really hard to move around, she was swimming and pushing her way to the other side of the breakers. Crash! Crash! As the waves crashed down above her head, it was really hard for her to see, but she thought that would be a perfect hiding place because then no one could see her amidst all that bubbly water. And she was right. She had basically turned invisible. But I don't think it was worth it. As all of her friends were swimming around and people were getting found and one by one, everyone was popping out from their hiding places. Pretty soon, Josie was the only one left. Only she was in a place where she couldn't hear them. And so as all of her friends were calling out for Josie to come on out, she did not know. Where did Josie go? Said one of her friends. And why isn't she responding? We're screaming, Josie! Game over! You won! Come on out! And her friends were starting to get a little worried, as if maybe Josie was hurt. Okay, we've got to split up. We've got to find her, because something's not right. Something must be wrong. Hurry! As all the fish and mermaids and sea turtles split up, they all went looking for Josie. Meanwhile, Josie was still hiding by some rocks over by the breaker waves. She was holding on for dear life because those waves and the water current were really powerful. But she was very strong and was not going to let go. When all of a sudden, one of those big rocks got bumped from a big crashing wave, and ow! Shouted Josie. The rock landed right on her tail. She is stuck. Stuck in the rocks. Dun, dun, dun. She started to cry out for help. Help! Help! But since she was in the breaker waves, nobody could hear her. Except there was one creature that had very good hearing.
Josie, is that you?
Yes, who's over there? I need help, I got stuck over here, shouted Josie. And just then, it was Nick, the sea turtle.
Oh, Josie, you're stuck under here.
We've been so afraid that you got hurt. All right, I will help you. As Nick swam down towards the rocks, he pushed his nose against the big rock and tried to swim and push with all of his might, but the rock was too big. All right, Josie, just hang on. I'm going to try and get a swimming start and see if I can bulldoze over this rock off your tail. And then we got to get out of here fast. I think there's a storm coming in, said Nick. Okay, just hurry. My tail is really hurting, said Josie. And Nick swam off. He was a very big sea turtle, and he swam off to get a fast running start. And there he goes. And then, boosh, as he crashed into the rock went flying off of Josie's tail, and she was able to wiggle her way out. You did it, Nick, said Josie, as they both swam away from the breaker waves. Her friends were waiting up ahead. Josie, they shouted. What happened? Where have you been? We've been looking everywhere for you. Josie looked over at Nick and said, Well, I was hiding by the breaker waves. I know I probably shouldn't go over there because it's not safe, but I got stuck after a rock fell on my tail. And then Nick, he helped me get out. And then all the sea creatures started chanting Nick's name because he saved the day. Wouldn't that be awesome to save or help someone that's in need, right? Yeah, I kind of wish that I was like Nick, that saved the day, kind of like a superhero. Well, if you ever see a friend that is in need of help, maybe they're not stuck underneath a rock in the water, but maybe they're just at the playground and they need help, you can be a superhero just like Nick the Sea Turtle and save the day. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Rafi and Ozzy from California, Dominic from Massachusetts, Vaughn and Sloan from Georgia, Nakoa from Colorado, Ember and Ridge from Oregon, Nassim from Los Angeles, Maya from Massachusetts, and Ezra from Malaysia. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you next time. Bye!